This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for taking a little bit of your time and spending it here with us, and so glad you came back for Part 2 of the show. Well, for the showcase today, a very basic theme, and one that I should have thought of sometime over the last 19 years, big songs. Tunes that have the word big in the title. Meanwhile, for the countdown today, we've gone back to the middle of November in 1945. And we're playing the biggest hits from that weekend as tabulated by the Billboard Bestsellers chart. There were 12 songs in the top 10. That's because there were ties in a couple of positions, and back then they didn't skip over the next number. And spoiler alert, there was a tie at the top of the chart this week in 45. But right now, we resume our climb to number 1, picking up at number 5. And we heard Dick Haymes 3 times last hour. Well, here, he teams up with Helen Forrest on I'll Buy That Dream.
Imagine me with my head on your shoulder, and you with your lips getting bolder, a sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. I'll buy that dream. Imagine me in a gown white and flowery, and you thanking Dad for my dowry. A church full of folks and those last-minute jokes. I'll buy that dream.
A honeymoon in Cairo in a brand-new water gyro, then off to Rio for a drink. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. Oh, it's not as crazy as you think.
Imagine me, 83, wearing glasses, and you, 92, making passes. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can't be had, I'll buy that dream.
Imagine me with my head on your shoulder, and you with your lips getting bolder.
A sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. I'll buy that dream. Imagine me in a gown white and flowery, and you thanking Dad for my dowry.
A church full of folks and those last minute jokes. I'll buy that dream. A honeymoon in Cairo in a brand new auto gyro, then home by rocket in a wink.
We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think.
Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery.
Oh, it doesn't sound bad.
And if it can be had,
I'll buy that dream.
Dick Haymes, along with 28-year-old Helen Forrest out of Atlantic City, New Jersey. I'll buy that dream. That was survey song number 5 this week in 1945, coming off the chart after peaking at number 2. And it was the fourth duet for Forrest and Haymes to make the top 5. And they were accompanied by the Victor Young Orchestra. So we just had our fourth appearance of Dick Haymes on the countdown this week. And there were also 4 versions of the song It's Been a Long, Long Time. Back at number 6, the Stan Kenton treatment. And coming in at number 4, here's the Charlie Spivak Orchestra, with vocals from Irene Day.
Thank you. and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
Charlie Spivak was born in Kiev, Russia. And Kiev was a part of Russia in 1906. Now, of course, it's the capital of Ukraine. But he grew up in New Haven, Connecticut. And the 39-year-old band leader had record number 4 this week in 1945. It's been a long, long time. His vocalist was 27-year-old Irene Day out of Lawrence, Massachusetts. She was Gene Krupa's girl singer for 4 years, but she retired in 1941, got married, had a child, but then her husband suddenly passed away. So she got back into the music biz, joining the Spivak Band, and she would become Mrs. Spivak in 1950. It is November 1945 on today's Seems Like Old Times, and new in our world here in a post-war America. The first ballpoint pens went on sale at Gimbel's Department Store in New York City. The cost $12.50 each. Now, the first testing didn't go well, but the new and improved models didn't tear the paper and contained plenty of ink. Well, here in November of 45, the first Slinky was demonstrated by Philadelphia engineer Richard James. His wife, Betty, had come up with the name. The first clock radio was introduced by the Telecron Company. They called it the Musalarm. Also catching on were frozen foods. Birdseye first called them frosted foods. And Dinah Shore was featured in the magazine ads, giving testimonials about their convenience. And although you couldn't buy one yet, an engineer at Raytheon named Percy Spencer invented what became the microwave oven. And another recent invention, which we wouldn't hear about for a few years, came out of New Hampshire. Earl Tupper created some food storage containers, which would become known as Tupperware. Yeah, a lot of smart people coming up with new stuff for us here in 1945. And Bing Crosby was out there encouraging kids to study hard so they can become smart people too.
If my generation will bear with me for a moment, I'd like to say a few words to the boys and the girls of high school age. I want you to mull this over. The war is won, but we've got a lot of jobs to do yet, big jobs, jobs that'll take a lot of brains. I'm saying this because that old high school bell is going to be clanging soon, and it clangs for you. Working after school is great, but not instead of school. Be wise and get wise. Go back to school. This country's yours for the next generation. Be smart enough to make the most of it and give it the best you can. Thanks.
And wouldn't you know it, Bing just happens to be next on our countdown this week in 1945. Coming in at number 3, it's been a long, long time.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Long, long time.
Accompanied by Les Paul's trio, there's Bing Crosby. It's been a long, long time. Number three on this day in 1945. In a few weeks, that would become his 34th number one record, but just his first of this year. And now it's sports time. We'll start with the NFL. It was week 9 of the season. The Redskins and Sammy Baugh beat Sid Luckman and the Bears 28-21. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Rams beat the Chicago Cardinals 35-21. Rams rookie QB Bob Waterfield had 3 TD passes and kicked 5 extra points. And the Rams and Skins would meet for the NFL Championship on December 16th on a frozen field in Cleveland. It was 8 below zero. Rough day for Sammy Baugh. His first quarter pass from the end zone hit the goalpost for a safety. Then he got hit in the ribs and was knocked from the game. But his replacement, Frank Filchak, passed for a couple of TDs, but Waterfield threw a pair for the Rams. And along with the safety, Waterfield's extra point kick late in the second quarter was partially blocked by the Redskins, but the ball traveled far enough to the goalpost. It teetered on the crossbar before falling over. And that was the difference as Cleveland won the game 15-14. It was the last game for the Rams in Cleveland. Next year, they'd move to L.A. College football. 2 years ago, Alabama was so depleted by the war, they had to cancel its season. This weekend, they demolished Vanderbilt 71-0 en route to an undefeated year. They finished number 2 in the nation. Army was unstoppable. The defending national champions smashed number 2 Notre Dame last weekend, plastered Penn 61-0 this weekend. Then came the showdown with number 2 Navy on December 1st, who was also unbeaten, but the Cadets rolled 32-13 for their second straight undefeated in national championship season. Their closest game was a 21-point margin. And their stars were the running backs, Mr. Inside and Mr. Outside, Doc Blanchard and Glenn Davis. They were on the cover of Time magazine this week. Blanchard won the Heisman this year. Davis would win it next season. In boxing, Joe Lewis is the heavyweight champ of the world. Light heavyweight is Freddie Mills. Tony Zale holds the middleweight crown. Welterweight, Red Cochran. And the lightweight belt belongs to Ike Williams. And that's a run through sports from here in November of 1945. And as we get back to the music, let's give you a bonus record outside of the top 10 this week. Here's Vaughn Monroe.
Something sentimental, most everywhere I look, things we love together are in my memory book.
When I look through them each night to review them, you seem to be
just a dream's length from me. Something sentimental, a photograph or two, every note you wrote me, all signed with love from you.
Hours we've embraced him, I've tenderly placed him, one corner of my heart. My souvenirs of love around me, they make me feel you're there. Although the only arms about me
are those of my armchair,
parting's almost gentle, because you've left behind something sentimental that never slips my mind. Something to guide me till you're here beside me,
never again to part.
you've left behind. Something sentimental that never slips my mind. Something to guide me till you're here beside me.
Something sentimental.
Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra, accompanied by the Norton Sisters on Something Sentimental. That was at number 12 on the jukebox survey this weekend in 1945, and that's as high as it would get, a minor hit for Vaughn Monroe. But it's always fun to listen to records you probably haven't heard before, as much as the familiar hits, like the one that Vaughn had just released here in 45, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. It's November 1945, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today's edition of Seems Like Old Times is bigger than normal because we have big songs as our musical theme. And you might have this one on your list, The Big Apple from Tommy Dorsey.
Hiya, fellas. What's new?
Not much.
Not much? Well, hello, Edith. What's new with you?
I've got a new dance. I'd like to show it to you. If you've got rhythm to burn, here's a dance that's easy to learn. If you don't, then your name is Mud. If you don't, you're a social dud, 'cause everybody's learning how to do the Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
And it isn't very hard to do the Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
10 can do it just as well as 2, the Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
Everybody's learning how to do that brand new apple dance. They say an apple a day will keep the doctor away. Hey, hey. It's easy to dance your cares away. Everybody's learning how to do the Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
Come on, learn to do that apple dance. First you gather round, then you cover ground. Do a bit of this, a bit of that, and then do a Fred Astaire, hands up in the air. Truck around and then you start right in again. You must do anything that you know. The most important thing is just to let yourself go.
What's that apple you're talking about?
It's a new dance they're all raving about. You truck on down and Susie Q, then shag a bit and some posing too. A Lindy Hop, you peck a lot. Put them all together, what have you got? The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple. Well, my, my. Yes, yes. My, my.
A salute to the dance craze of 1937, The Big Apple. That was Tommy Dorsey and his Clam Bake 7 with the vocals by Edith Wright. Well, next up on the big stage is Ray McKinley's orchestra, and at the microphone, Imogene Lynn for Big Boy. Thank you. Ray McKinley's 1942 band featured Imogene Lynn. She also sang with Art Jarrett for a while and Artie Shaw. She was part of the Merrimacks for a short time and then to the Starlighters in the late 40s. And she also did musical vocal dubbing in the movies for about two decades. But there with McKinley's orchestra, she sang Big Boy, which made the charts in the spring of 43. Well, we just had Big Boy. How about Big Girl? As in, I'm a big girl now, sung here by Gertrude Neeson.
Me and my childhood sweetheart have come to the parting of the ways. He still treats me like he did in our baby days. I'm a little bit older, a little bit bolder, since both of us were free. I'm a little more padded. Something new has been added. He ought to take one good look at me. I'm a big girl now. I want to be treated like a big girl now. When Daddy tells those certain jokes, it isn't fair. He tells me I'm too young and I must take the air. But I could tell a couple that would curl his hair. I'm a big girl now. I'm a big girl now. I want to be followed like a big girl now. I'm tired of staying home each evening after dark. I'm tired of being dynamite without a spark. I want to learn what sailors do in Central Park. I'm a big girl now. I'm a big girl now. I wanna be daring like a big girl now. I'm bored with playing house with every little kid. I'm bored with being punished when I blow my lid. I wanna do the things Forever Amber did. I'm a big girl now. I'm a big girl now. I wanna be handled like a big girl now. The country's on the biggest reconversion spree. If I could find a fella who is young and free, I'd offer him a job of reconverting me. I'm a big girl.
Gertrude Neeson did movie work too, but in front of the camera. Also sang on radio and Broadway. And made some records, too. There from 1946, I'm a Big Girl Now. Accompanied by Ben Ludlow and the orchestra. Well, I have leftovers, so we'll do more big songs next week here on Seems Like Old Times. You're listening to Seems Like Old Times with me, Craig Orndorff. And today we've turned the calendar back 80 years to November of 1945. And we're playing that weekend's biggest records as ranked by Billboard's bestsellers chart. And we're up to number 2 on the countdown. And here's the final version of It's Been a Long, Long Time. It's by the Harry James Orchestra.
Thank you. much I feel that I should say, but words can wait until some other day. Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dream about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
James and his orchestra and Kitty Callan once again out front. It's been a long, long time. Written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn, perfectly capturing those welcome home feelings of post-war USA. And starting next weekend in 1945, that would be the number one record for 3 weeks, making it the sixth all-time for the Harry James Band and their final one as well. And now it's movie time. Let's see what Hollywood had for us here in the autumn of 45. Well, we get a cartoon first, and this weekend it's the debut of Casper the Friendly Ghost. The latest from Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd is Hair Tonic, and the Three Stooges get a job at a recording studio in Microphonies.
Quite a shack, this Bixby joint.
Yeah, it reminds me of the reform school.
Well, there's more laughs in Hold That Blonde, starring Veronica Lake and Eddie Bracken, and Out West with Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, and Gabby Hayes, and Don't Fence Me In. Well, there were lots of dramas out there, including Vacation from Marriage with Robert Donat and Deborah Carr, The Delightful Our Vines Have Tender Grapes, Edward G. Robinson and Margaret O'Brien, and the heavy drama about alcoholism, The Lost Weekend with Ray Milland.
Come on, I need that liquor. I want it and I'm going to get it, understand? I'm going to walk out of here with that quarter rye, one way or another.
Also playing, the Agatha Christie whodunit, And Then There Were None, Barry Fitzgerald and Walter Huston. The picture that many consider the best film noir of all time, Detour, Tom Neill and Ann Savage. From Hitchcock, they're Spellbound with Ingrid Bergman and Gregory Peck. And Mildred Pierce, starring Joan Crawford and Anne Bligh.
You think just because you made a little money you can get a new hairdo and some expensive clothes and turn yourself into a lady. But you can't. Because you'll never be anything but a common frump whose father lived over a grocery store and whose mother took in washing. With this money, I can get away from every rotten, stinking thing that makes me think of this place or you. Beta! Not on your life! I said give it to me!
Get out, Vita. Get your things out of this house right now before I throw them into the street and you with them. Get out before I kill you.
Didn't you just want to get your hands on Vita and you? That was Anne Blythe delivering one of the best movie slaps of all time with Joan Crawford and Mildred Pierce. And for the musicals this weekend, well, you must see The Dolly Sisters because it stars June Haver and Betty Grable. And one of the songs from the show was made into a record by Betty with her band-leading husband, Harry James.
I can't begin to tell you how much you mean to me. My world would end if ever we were through. I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be if I could speak my mind like others do. I make such pretty speeches whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and made them all to you.
On the record label of I Can't Begin to Tell You with the Harry James Orchestra, the vocalist was listed as Ruth Haig, and that really was Betty Grable's name. Ruth was her middle name, and Haig was her married name. Harry James' real name was Haig. It threw the public off for a while, but pretty soon everyone knew it was Betty, and the record would make it to number 5 on the charts in early 1946. Well, let's turn on the old radio and see what was coming over the airwaves here in November of 45. In the mornings, it was Tom Brenneman with Breakfast in Hollywood, along with Don McNeil's Breakfast Club. Ma Perkins had the top soap opera. It was on both CBS and NBC. Late afternoon, the kids got Terry and the Pirates and Jack Armstrong. The weekend favorite was The Shadow late Sunday afternoon. And the top 10 in primetime, Walter Winchell, Mr. District Attorney, Fred Allen, The Screen Guild Theater, Jack Benny, Red Skelton, Bergen and McCarthy, Number 3, Lux Radio Theater, Bob Hope, Number 2, and Number 1, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Hey, that reminds me, did I fill the car with gas?
Well, you went down to the filling station this morning.
Well, I hope it runs okay. That cheap gas ain't much good.
Well, then why do you buy it?
Don't cost as much.
Oh?
Besides, you don't usually have much of the high-test stuff. You know what he says when I ask him how the good gas was holding out?
What did he say, she asked, jabbing the parson slyly in the ribs?
He says he can fuel some of the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but he can't fuel all the people all the time. Don't you get it, Molly? It's a play on words. I says fuel instead of fool, and that's...
Ain't funny, McGee. Oh.
That's strange. It's one of my Standard Oil jokes.
Jim and Marion Jordan from Fibber McGee and Molly, the number one radio show in November of 1945. And we have time for another bonus spin from that weekend. Here's Guy Lombardo, No Can Do.
She was a Latin daughter. He was a caballero. He'd call around to court her, but from her balcony he would hear her say,
"No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say a no can do. No can do, no can do.
I want for me to go with you, but no can do.
You like me, I like you.
I like for you to Julio, your Romeo.
No can do, no can do. My mama and my papa say a no can do.
The moon, she said to me, come on, come out tonight. But when I want for you to hold my hand and hold it tight, and love, it can't be wrong, and so it must be right.
But oh,
no can do, no can do. I like to do with what you call a pitch the woo.
No can do, no can do. Mama and Papa say no can do.
A little rumba from Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians on No Can Do. On the vocals, Don Rodney and one of the Lombardo sisters, Rose Marie. That only appeared on the jukebox chart. It was at number 15 this week. It would top out at number 8. And it's part of the soundtrack of November 1945 that we're playing today on Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, let me remind you about the website. It's oldtimesradio.com. When you're there, you can check out our show schedule, our list of affiliates, and of course the Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows on demand. We're on social media too, Facebook and Twitter. Give us a like and or a follow. And of course for emails, it's Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, let's get back to the countdown now from this weekend in our spotlight year 1945. And as I mentioned earlier, there was a tie at number one. And one of the artists sharing the top spot was Perry Como.
Till the end of time, long as stars are in the blue, long as there's a spring, a bird to sing, I'll go on loving you. Till the end of time, long as roses bloom in May, my love for you will grow deeper with every passing day. Till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears, I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for. Till the end of time. Till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears, I'll be there for you to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for. Till the end of time.
Larry Como was well known in 1945. He had been a longtime member of the Ted Weems Orchestra, but he went solo in 1942, and he was a regular on the charts. But he didn't have that breakthrough hit yet, until Till the End of Time, a song based on Chopin's Polonaise, and it's made Perry Como a star. Accompanied by the Russ Case Orchestra, Till the End of Time was spending its 10th and final week at number one, today in 1945. Now the other number one song from this weekend is coming up next, but first the top news story from this day 80 years ago. Well, since VJ Day, a number of enemies have been imprisoned and are facing trial. That includes Iva Toguri Dakino, Tokyo Rose. She was arrested on September 3rd. 3 days later, American military police surrounded the house of Hideki Tojo, the Japanese prime minister during most of the war. He attempted suicide by shooting himself in the chest, but the bullet missed his heart. He was taken to a U.S. military hospital and then to prison. On October 15th, the former premier of Vichy France, Pierre Laval, was executed by firing squad for treason. Then, on October 24th, Norwegian Nazi leader Vigdis Quisling was also put to death by the firing squad. And more war crimes trials are underway.
In the former concentration camp at Dachau, Franz Strasser, an Austrian and one of Hitler's henchmen, is being tried for his crimes before a U.S. Third Army court. Strasser is accused of shooting down in cold blood American flyers who willingly surrendered after bailing out when their four-motored bomber crashed. In spite of two eyewitnesses who appeared against him, Strasser pleaded not guilty.
General Yamashita, the Tiger of Manila, appears before a military commission in Japan to answer charges of brutal atrocities and other high crimes against our armed forces in the Philippines. In addition to his savage treatment of Allied soldiers, he was responsible for the butchery and rape of thousands of Philippine citizens by Japanese troops. Before the trial's court, headed by Major General R.B. Reynolds, the arch criminal pleads, believe it or not, not guilty.
Ed Herlihy for the Universal Newsreel. Both Strasser and Yamashita were found guilty and would be executed. Meanwhile, the Nuremberg trials would begin this week. And as we get back to America and the top of the Billboard bestsellers chart from this week, here's the other song sharing the number one position. It's by the Sammy Kay Orchestra.
Oh, chickory, chick, chala, chala, chakala, room, in a banana, kabalika, walika, can't you see? Chickory, chick is me.
Once there lived a chicken who would say, chick, 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 all day. Soon that chick got sick and tired of just chick, chick. So one morning he started to say, chickory chick, chala chala, chakalaroni, in a banana, kabalika, walika, can't you see? Chickory chick is me. Chickory chick, chala chala, chakalaroni, in a banana, kabalika, walika, can't you see? Chickory chick is me. Every time you're sick and tired of just the same old thing, saying just the same old words all day, be just like the chicken who found something new to sing. Open up your mouth and start to say, oh, chickory chick, chala chala, chickalaroni, in a banana, kabalika, walika, can't you see? Chickory chick is me.
Every time you're sick and tired of just the same old thing, saying just the same old words all day, be just like the chicken who found something new to sing. Open up your mouth and start to say,
oh, chickory chick, chala chala, chakalaroni, in a bananica, balica, walica, can't you see? Chickory chick is me. Chickory chick is me. Chickory chick is me. Balica, walica, can't you see? Chickory chick is me.
There's Sammy Kay, Swing and Sway with Sammy Kay, featuring Billy Williams, Nancy Norman, and the Kay Choir. Chickory chick. Those silly lyrics were written by Sylvia Dee, who would go on to write more substantial songs such as Too Young for Nat King Cole and The End of the World for Skeeter Davis. But we need those nonsense songs as well. And it was a smash for the K Orchestra with their 35-year-old leader out of Rocky River, Ohio. It was the fifth chart topper of his career. It held the top spot on the radio survey for 4 weeks, and it was at number one on this very day in 1945. And that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.